Dear All Things Considered, writes Tracy Cannell of Lakewood, Ohio, I was in my kitchen tonight making dinner when Janice Urey's commentary about the Oklahoma bombing came on. Her words drew me into the time and place she spoke of, and of all the stories, interviews, and columns I've read in the past year, not one of them spoke of the tragedy quite like Ms. Urey did. As I listened about JC's parents trying to heal their pain and incredible loss by finding something good from their daughter's death, my dinner burned, and I picked up my daughter as tears streamed down my face. Thank you for reminding us to be good to each other and not to hate anyone, for JC's sake and for all the children to whom we leave this world.
We had a few letters taking us to task for calling the Oklahoma City bombing the worst act of terrorism on U.S. soil. Chuck McAfee of Loveland, Colorado asks, what about Wounded Knee? Apparently, more than 300 people, including women and children, died there. Was it not terrorism? Was it not during the history of the United States? It's even worse because it was done to unprotected people by agents of the U.S. government, the 7th Cavalry.
Michael Katz of Berkeley, California, wonders why we consistently mention what he calls the trademark in our coverage of Hezbollah's rocket attacks on Israel. In fact, he writes, this phrase has been repeated so persistently that it tends to echo in the listener's mind. Katusha rockets, Katusha rockets, Katusha rockets. The trademark is conspicuously Russian, and I suspect that for many listeners it reawakens some old Cold War feelings of hostility, so the function of this repetition is very likely to strengthen sympathy for Israel.
Michael Katz advises us to be even-handed. You could also mention the trademarks of the Israelis' weapons, so your reports might include a different drumbeat. Apache helicopters, Apache helicopters, Apache helicopters. Of course, he writes, that would remind listeners that many of the weapons Israel uses were provided or subsidized by the U.S., and as a Jew, writes Michael Katz, who is deeply ashamed of Israel's conduct in Lebanon, I feel that's a bit of reality we ought to confront.
Vita Federici of Sacramento, California, writes about a California community ordinance banning drumming, locally known as bedtime for bongos. First, you have an interviewee complaining about our Eurocentrist ancestors supposedly suppressing our bongo-playing souls that are crying out to be released. Then you have a Santa Cruz seeker of the spiritual sound saying how even the Native Americans realized how special Santa Cruz was. After all, it was the Native Americans who named the place Santa Cruz, the Crossing of the Saints. Wrong on all counts. Number one, the Native Americans aren't known for worshiping saints. Secondly, Santa Cruz means Holy Cross. And finally, it was those Eurocentrist, bongo-oppressive Spaniards who bestowed the name on the town. But it was a great story nonetheless.
John Dacey of Tacoma, Washington, writes to say that the people our wordsmith, David Crystal, wrote about, that is, people who create their own words, include his mother. Mr. Dacey writes, after a huge rain hit their house, she couldn't go outside because the yard was just way too squishy. Describing my father using the riding mower to attack the overgrown lawn as kerzupping around the yard. In describing the fluttering, hovering, hunting style of small falcons and hawks, she refers to them as flappy birds. Then there's the endless list of what I call rhyming duplicatives. There's holy camoly, hooey kablooey, fleeby flappy, and yim yam yammering. All of the meanings of these phrases are completely mobile, at one time referring to a show seen on TV, a car wreck witnessed on the highway, or the current state of asparagus in her garden.
We read all our mail, and we read some of it out loud on Thursdays. Our address, All Things Considered, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or you can send email to atc@npr.org.
No matter the method, please include a daytime telephone number and advice on pronouncing your name.